Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Let's jump right in.
Okay, first up, we have a story about tariffs. Specifically, how U.S. families are reacting to new tariffs on imported goods.
Yes, the taxes on imports.
Right. So when President Trump announced these would start August 1st, lots of consumers basically started buying things early. Things like back-to-school supplies.
Trying to beat the price hikes.
Pretty much, yeah. A survey from the National Retail Federation actually found 67% of people had already started their back-to-school shopping.
Wow, that early.
Yeah, and it led to this big jump in online sales, especially during things like Amazon's Prime Day. People were definitely trying to get ahead of it.
That's really interesting. It shows how, you know, just the idea of a price change can shift behavior so fast.
Absolutely.
It's a great hook for talking with students about economics, right? Like supply and demand and how global stuff impacts their own family budget.
Definitely. Okay, moving on to a very different topic. Water. There's a concerning report about Kabul, Afghanistan's capital.
Oh, what's the issue?
The city could potentially run out of water by 2030. The underground water sources, the aquifers, their levels have dropped a lot.
Why is that happening?
Well, seems to be a mix of things.
Right.
A big spike in population, really rapid urbanization, and just not enough rain lately.
So the demand is way up and the supply is down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's already having effects. Nearly half the city's wells have apparently dried up. People are having to ration water. Prices are going up. It's potentially leading towards a real humanitarian crisis, maybe even mass migration.
Gosh, that really underscores how vital basic resources are. It's a stark reminder.
It is.
Makes you think about what a community truly needs. Good discussion point for kids about resource management and, you know, the challenges of rapid city growth.
For sure. Okay, let's shift gears completely. A much more heartwarming story next.
Good. I think we need one.
Right. This is about a woman named Estrella Quiroz. She's 29 in Miami. She befriended a 97-year-old woman named Lillian after giving her a ride to Wendy's.
Just a chance encounter.
Yep. And Estrella recorded part of their chat, put it online, and it just took off, went viral.
Really?
Millions of views, yeah. Even celebrities commenting. And this small act of kindness, it led to a GoFundMe for Lillian that raised over $21,500 to help with their expenses.
Wow. That's incredible. From just offering someone a ride.
Isn't it? It just shows how a small gesture can genuinely change a life.
It really does. And it also says something about social media, right?
Oh, yeah.
How it can amplify kindness in such a powerful way. Great story to discuss empathy and maybe the pros and cons of sharing things online.
Definitely. Next, we look at Ahmed Zewail. He was an Egyptian-American scientist, a Nobel laureate, actually.
Okay, what was his field?
He was known for his work in something called femtochemistry, basically studying chemical reactions that happen incredibly, incredibly fast, like femtosecond fast.
Wow. Sounds complex.
It is. But beyond the science, Zewail really believed in science as a force for good globally. He famously said the soft power of science has the potential to reshape global diplomacy.
Soft power. That's interesting, meaning not through force, but through influence and collaboration.
Exactly. He was a big advocate for science education and getting countries to work together on scientific challenges.
So it's about how discovery itself can build bridges. That's a great discussion point. How can science impact the world beyond the lab? What does that soft power really mean in international relations?
Precisely. Okay, now let's head out to space. Jupiter, specifically.
Ah, great red spot.
The very one. But there's new research challenging how old we thought it was.
Oh, I thought it was ancient, seen centuries ago.
That was the thinking, yeah. The Cassini saw it back in 1665. But these scientists now think it's much younger, maybe only about 190 years old.
No kidding. So it's not the same storm Cassini saw.
Apparently not. This current storm, which is still huge, over 10,000 miles wide, and made of ammonia, ice, sulfur, phosphorus, well, it's shrinking, getting rounder, but also taller.
That's fascinating. Science constantly updating itself.
Right. It really shows how our understanding evolves with new data.
It's a perfect example for students, isn't it? How science isn't static. Makes you wonder what else we'll discover out there. Great way to get them excited about space exploration.
Absolutely. And finally, back down to Earth, and
yeah.
Something pretty practical, sleep.
Always relevant.
Tell me about it. A study from the University of Chicago looked at the link between diet and sleep quality in young adults.
And what did they find?
Well, they found that people eating, good amounts of fruits, vegetables, healthy carbs, they reported sleeping deeper, with fewer interruptions.
Okay, that makes intuitive sense.
Right. And conversely, diets high in fat and sugar, those were linked to more irregular sleep. The study even suggested that hitting the recommended 5 cups of fruits and veggies a day could boost sleep quality by like 16%.
16% just from diet. That's significant.
It is. It really connects the dots between what you eat and how well you rest.
Definitely useful info. A good starting point for you to talk with your kids about their own habits, maybe, what connections they notice between food and how they feel or sleep. Small changes, big impact.
Exactly. Healthy habits all around.
Well, we hope this quick dive into some of the stories your students are seeing in the juice gives you some valuable insights and maybe some starting points for great conversations.
Yeah, hopefully sparking some interesting discussions.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.